Hey, it's Dave Clemens. In studio with me, I have Stuart Schmidt. He is the athletic training program manager at St. Charles. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. It's been a while since you've been here. As a matter of fact, gone through some changes. You've gone from, where were you before? You were at the center.
I was with the Center Foundation.
And now you're with St. Charles.
Yes.
Kind of doing the same job?
Yes, my job is more or less the same as what I've been doing. I am supervising our athletic training outreach program, which provides athletic trainers to all the high schools here in Central Oregon, and then also managing all of our community injury prevention outreach programs that we used to run through the Center Foundation, but has now been picked up by St. Charles as part of the acquisition of the center by St. Charles.
Gotcha. Okay. So just kind of change your business card a little bit, but you're still pretty much doing the same thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So with St. Charles now, we'll talk about train your brain in a little bit, but I want to talk about the athletic trainers thing. Any idea how this came about? I mean, we're just like, oh, the high schools need trainers.
Well, and you guys in a way, that is how it got started. Yeah. You know, about 25 years ago, you know, the physicians at the center started recognizing the need for having athletic trainers at the schools. They were watching sports teams and saw that there's no one out there to take care of the injuries on the field when students got hurt playing sports. So they started the Center Foundation, started that program of providing athletic trainers to the high schools. Now, 25 years later, we are still doing that. We've expanded from what was two schools at the time to now we're providing athletic trainers to over 8 high schools in the area, all the schools here in Bend, Lapine, Sisters, Crook County, and Madras.
Now, is this trainer part of the school staff? Does the school pay for this person, or who pays for this?
So the athletic trainers are our employees, okay. And we provide them to the schools. Now, the schools do make a small contribution to help cover the cost, but more or less the majority of the cost is picked up by, well, now St. Charles,
sure,
to provide that care. But all the services that the athletic trainers provide at the schools, the families don't pay for anything. All those services are provided free of cost to the students and their families.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Well, that's good work you guys are doing on this.
I think it's really important.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Let's talk about train your brain. Now, that's coming up here pretty quick, right?
Yeah, so I mentioned that we do some other community outreach programs focused on injury prevention, awareness, and education. And so Train Your Brain is another one of our big programs that we run. We've been doing it for over 15 years, and that's where we go out to every public elementary school in Central Oregon, and we present to the third graders about the importance of wearing a helmet, why they should wear a helmet, how to make sure their helmet fits properly, and then we give out free helmets as part of that program. So at the conclusion of every presentation, any kid that does not have or needs a helmet is given a new helmet free of charge. And our staff and our volunteers make sure that the helmet fits properly for them as well before they leave.
Is there somewhere where someone can learn about what you guys are doing and how to get involved and all that? Do you have that up on a website somewhere or social media? Or what's the best way to learn about what you're doing here, Stuart?
Yeah, we have some basic information with our schedule on the presentation, and some of the basic facts that we share in the Train Your Brain Preventions is available on our website. It's awesome that St. Charles has picked up and continued this program, but we also wouldn't be able to do it if it wasn't for the help of our sponsors that help purchase the helmets for us, and those are Summit Health, TDS Telecom, First Interstate Bank, and the Kiwanis Clubs of Sisters in Redmond as well.
All right. Thanks to them for their help. Been talking to Stuart Schmidt. He is the athletic training program manager for St. Charles, and good to see you.
Awesome. Thank you very much.